Hey friends, I want to share a word with you guys today about the hard seasons that we all go through. The seasons that in the midst of it just feel so overwhelming that we really, come on, in our flesh and in the natural, we want to squirm, we want to do whatever it takes to get out of that season or to get out of that place because it is so unbelievably almost unbearable. I know that many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. I presently am in a season myself, and I just felt like the Lord has anchored me in some belief systems that have allowed me to walk through the seasons until He has completed it. And I just felt led to share it with you guys today. And if you just would humor me for a minute, I want to share a story with you about eggs, about cooking eggs. We, not that long ago, were at our spiritual parents' house, and they were making some scrambled eggs for us. We went over there for brunch. And I was watching him make these eggs, and he heated up the pan to the right temperature and put in the butter and waited till that all melted and scrambled, you know, and beat all the eggs and slowly poured them into the pan. And to my surprise, he was using a rubber spatula. And it probably took about 20 minutes before these eggs were done. And every once in a while, he would so carefully and tenderly turn the eggs over. And I remember thinking, I've never used a rubber spatula whenever I've made eggs. In fact, how I make eggs, it would actually ruin the rubber spatula. You would have the part of the rubber spatula, part of the eggs. Because when I make eggs, I don't have time to like crack each egg and like scramble it all up really well. What I do is I heat the pan pretty much as hot as it can go, slap the butter in there before it's even melted. I'm cracking the eggs all over the place. Before the bottoms are even fully done, I'm flipping them and I'm flipping them again and again. And, you know, they're kind of gooey and runny everywhere. And now the pan is generally pretty hot. It's sizzling. And I take that spatula and I take my eggs and I smush them. I smush them, and you can hear the sizzle. You can the eggs are frying. They're baking pretty fast. And you know what? It's such a good word picture for what we feel like sometimes in the heat, in the seasons of radical growth and transformation, when our minds don't fully understand what's going on. We've got our circumstances that are just feeling like they are just baking in all around us. They are just sizzling all around us. I call these seasons the frying pan, and I get to these places where my mind doesn't always understand what He's doing, but I trust that He's good. I call it the frying pan season, and I literally just cry out and say to God, I will stay in this frying pan until either you take me out, until you scoop me up and take me out, or until you turn down the heat and you have determined that I'm cooked and I'm done enough. I will not get out of the frying pan. I will not run from it. I will not medicate myself. I will not plug it in with other things to make myself, my flesh feel good in those moments. I stay in the frying pan despite the heat, despite the uncomfortableness, despite the feeling like I'm absolutely not going to make it. In fact, in 2 Corinthians, I want to read this to you. 2 Corinthians 4:8 says, "But we are pressed in on every side by troubles." Come on, that's what it feels like sometimes. "But we are not crushed. We are perplexed. We don't always understand what's going on, but we are not driven to despair." That's so important. "We are hunted down, but we are never abandoned by God. No matter what our circumstances bring us, God never leaves us." I love that. "We are knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus." So that's that key word right there. We stay in the frying pan so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Oh my goodness, you guys, this is so brilliant. This is hard. These are the seasons that most people get out of. These are the seasons that they do not trust God. They decide in the moment it's just too hard and they quit, or they delay the cooking season. They delay whatever God is trying to purify off their hearts or off their minds, and they get out of the frying pan. So I just want to encourage you guys today, no matter however you choose to cook your eggs, that you would allow God to have His way with cooking up something good in your heart, and that you would just commit to the frying pan season. I know it's hot. I know it's hard. I know it's confusing. I know it sometimes is extremely painful. But it's good. He knows what He's doing with your heart, and He knows what you need and where you're going and what needs to be arranged or aligned in order to get there. So I just want to pray over you guys today that you would just trust the Father. Trust the Father to stay in the frying pan until he says, it's time. Well done. Be blessed.